Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Carlos, did you not have Edwin Diaz tonight?
No, obviously, you know, going in the ninth inning on a safe situation and he's not in there. Obviously, he was down today. 29 pitches yesterday, 3 out of 4. He was down going into the game.
And what'd you make of Diekman getting Judge looking on that pitch?
Huge. You know, obviously, we all know the type of hitter Judge is. And I thought he executed some really good pitches. And then for that strike three, that two seam, pretty impressive, and then continue to make pitches throughout the whole inning. You know, got Grisham, obviously walks Soto, but gets Judge, and then you know, Rice there, huge job by not only Diekman but the whole bullpen.
Steve,
Carlos, sorry if you've already been asked these two, but first of all, just overall with Diekman, the ups and downs that he's had, what type of a moment, a confidence boost, do you think that is for him to do that tonight?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he helps him and a lot of the guys in there, but he's done it before. He's been in the league for a long time. He's been through struggles before. He's got out of it, and we've been saying it, that guys are gonna get big outs. They're gonna continue to get opportunities. Today, what a huge spot for him to, you know, especially where we were at bullpen wise. We're just trying to, you know, mixing and matching as much as possible. And, you know, knowing that, you know, we knew with the lefties coming up, that was going to be his spot. And for him to come out there, stay on the attack, throwing strikes, is a good sign.
And then 2 innings earlier, you intentionally walked Judge to put the winning run, the go-ahead run on base. You decided to let Diekman go after him in the ninth. Why did you make that decision differently in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, look, obviously we knew they were going to pinch hit Rice. So I went out there to, you know, talk to them about the situation. That not only we're going to walk Judgy, but they're going to pinch hit the lefty here. And kind of talked to Hefner before I went out there, kind of like put together a game plan and how we're going to attack them. It worked, obviously. Trusted Nunez there on that huge spot. And then, you know, when the ninth inning started, it, I was going to just let it play out and see, you know, how we were going to get to Judge. Obviously, it was a run out first base, and I decided to pitch to him. I'm glad he worked out today. And again, huge job by Dickman there.
So just kind of gut in that particular moment?
Yeah, feel for the game there. You know, see where how Dickman was throwing the ball. He was around this on the fastball, had life. Running out second base, probably a different story. But, you know, he rolled your dice there, and he worked out today.
John?
McNeil, 6 for 15 since the break. I know small sample size. Do you feel he's back, and how big is that?
I do feel like he's back to where we all know he's capable of. You know, really good hitter. But now he's driving the ball. He's impacting the baseball. He's got conviction behind his swings. He's still, getting good pitches and putting good swings on it. We've been seeing it since the break. Today, another example. Getting a pitch there and driving it with authority. So, really good time for him, too.
Manny?
Was the plan for Diekman to come in the ninth? If this was was this the plan all along? Had the game, depending on the situation?
No, not necessarily in the ninth. You know, I knew who I had available going into the game and who I didn't have. Before the game, you probably have an idea where, like, maybe Nunez is the one closing today. But in the seven, where they were at in the lineup, I thought it was a huge spot, up one. So I decided to go with Nunez. And then after they shut the lefties, I was like, okay, I knew who I had available, and I just went with it. I'm glad that it worked out today.
And apologies if somebody asked us already before we got here, but Quintana walked five batters, was still pretty effective outing. What'd you think about his performance tonight?
Huge outing, especially what he went through the past couple of days. Him not feeling well, down pretty good for 2 days and week, and then he wasn't able to get here in decent time last night. Flew with the team, and for him to go out there and continue to make pitches, I thought the breaking ball, the curveball especially, was really good today. The two seam, the changeup. Obviously, he left one first pitch to Gleyber, that got him for a homer, but they dropped his pitch count up, but he made pitches when needed. So, hell of an outing for him.
Tony?
It can kind of look like on the surface that McNeil sort of just flipped the switch at the All-Star break. To what extent is that maybe true, or had you sort of seen this bubbling up a little bit before?
Yeah, I don't know that, he just turned the switch after the break. I was saying it before the break that I was liking the at-bats. I thought he was just unlucky, because he was driving the baseball with nothing to show for. And now he's getting results. So, good player.
John?
Carlos, is there a kind of a telltale sign when you can tell Diekman's on as opposed to maybe nights when he's struggling more with the control?
Yeah, getting to know him, the more we watch him pitch. And I think giving him the proper rest helps him too, today was one of those nights where I thought that the fastball had life from the get-go. So when you see that and he's around the zone, he's attacking hitter, I feel pretty good. So today was one of those nights.
He was pretty calm just now in the clubhouse talking about the matchup with Judge, but I got to think he had to be pretty excited to make that pitch on him there.
100%.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, no, 100%. To have the conviction to go, on a danger zone there, I think you could say that any zone, anywhere in the strike zone is a danger zone for a hitter like Judge, right? But for him to just stand on the attack, and be aggressive when he needed it, he's been in this league for a long time for a reason, and he showed it today.
Peter?
Even before the intentional walk to Judge, he didn't see a lot of strikes tonight. What was your approach facing him today?
You saw it. there's going to be situations where we want to go after him, and there's going to be situations where the game will dictate the way we're going to, attack all, not only Judge, but all of them. So,
Did the fact that one of their normal cleanup hitter was behind him have anything to do with that today?
No, I mean, they're still good hitters, Rice is having a really good year. He's a good hitter. I know that lineup very well, and they got good hitters. He's just Judge is special, sort of special too. So, but you gotta make decisions at time. I'm glad that he worked out today, and then that's it.
Laura.
Torrens stayed in to hit in the eighth inning with the bases loaded. Was Francisco Alvarez available today?
Yeah, he was. But I like Torrens at bats as well. So, decided to go with him and didn't work.
Ed?
Carlos, what was it like for you to be back in Yankee Stadium tonight? Any special emotions?
Yeah, it was a different feeling, especially driving to Yankee Stadium today with my boys. You know, this, you know, I had the opportunity to become a big league coach here in this place, you know, and a lot of good memories, few tough times, and a lot of familiar faces walking through those tunnels, you know, from the baseball, the stadium operation to, you know, I said it, clubhouse, grounds crew. You know, it's obviously you develop relationship with a lot of these people. You become families with them, with a lot of them. And then it was just it was good to see them here. But now I'm on the other side, you know, and the same way they're trying to do to us, we're trying to do to them. You know, it's winning baseball games. So, but it was definitely good to be back.
Two more, Rich.
You guys have been a good road team all year, and you haven't lost a road series in the last 2 months. And that continues now with winning the first game of this series. What do you attribute that to, and that your team is able to kind of harness their strength on the road to kind of take advantage in road games?
Yeah, I think we're a good team. We got really good players. Whether you're playing at home, whether you're playing on the road, our approach is we're going to come in every day. We're going to prepare. We're going to pay attention to details. We're going to go out. We're going to compete. We're going to have fun. And let the rest take care of itself. You know, there's going to be nights where it's going to be tough. There's going to be stretches where, you know, it might not go our way. But whether we're on the road, whether we're home, our preparation still the same. And, you know, guys, credit to the guys, to the coaches. They continue to push each other. And they continue to look for ways to get better every day. So,
last one, Tony.
Did you get any further intel on Christian Scott's MRI?
I have not. I'm pretty sure we'll have more tomorrow. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.